the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It was a really interesting interview in yesterday's Sunday Times, conducted by John Mooney with the new Assistant Commissioner of An Garda Síochána, Paul Cleary, who's in charge of the Garda operations in Dublin since shortly before Christmas. In that, the Assistant Commissioner said he'd completed a detailed review of policing in the capital and planned to prioritise a greater Garda presence in high visibility hotspots in the coming months. Here's just a couple of his quotes. He said, "I want my members on the ground to tackle public disorder, street drug dealing, aggressive begging, aggressive shoplifting and low-level crime more robustly." He also vowed to take a more robust approach to street crime and crew to increase high visibility policing and crack down on crime by instructing his officers to adopt a pro-arrest policy when necessary to make the capital safer. We've two guests with us. At the moment we'll talk to Catherine Arda, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central. But first, Gary Gannon is a TD for Dublin North Central for the Social Democrats. What do you make of this?
Look, I read the article from the new Assistant Commissioner. There's a lot in it that should be welcome and is, I suppose, as a plan. Absolutely, it's fine. That's exactly what I expect of an Assistant Commissioner looking after the metropolitan area. But I have doubts as to, firstly, do we have the manpower to achieve that? But then also beyond that, and this is more of a political point for me, is saying one of the things that stood out for me was he said there's increased homelessness, mental health issues, addictions that contribute to the factors that make the city unsafe. I mean, the Assistant Commissioner himself is never going to be able to address that. That's why for us in the Social Democrats, we've been calling for a health-led approach to crime reduction. I think the new minister, I actually think he's been, look, and it's hard to see he's nearly in the job, he's been really poor in terms of his Humpty Dumpty approach to reacting to crime, rather than talking in any way about what we do to reduce it. I think the Assistant Commissioner tapped onto a lot of the stuff that I've also been talking about. So give the Assistant Commissioner the resources to do his job, but acknowledge that he also needs a variety of other supports so we can all achieve what we want, which is a safer city.
Well, Catherine Arda, the first point there raised by Gary, will there be the resources? Because Garda numbers are way down below what they were in the COVID, before COVID. There are many Gardaí off sick. If he might want to do all of these things, the Assistant Commissioner Paul Cleary, will he simply have enough Gardaí to go out and do it?
Yeah, I first want to say that I think the Assistant Commissioner has outlined a really good plan that prioritises high visibility policing, as you said, and a stronger pro-arrest approach and a targeted response to street crime. The second part of his article in relation to the recruitment of Gardaí, you know, is very it's very telling. You know, he's outlining what a fabulous job it is to work in An Garda Síochána. He himself comes from a working class and a disadvantaged background, and he's calling on more Dubliners from these backgrounds to come into the Gardaí. You can also see our Justice Minister has put a huge amount of effort in trying to highlight what a great profession it is to join the Gardaí and the benefits. So we're hoping that we will that the recruitment campaign that's ongoing will tackle the issue of not having enough Gardaí.
But when? Because Catherine, we know that the numbers who are due to retire or who are leaving the force is in excess of the new numbers coming in. You're more likely to go backwards than go forwards when it comes to Gardaí numbers.
I don't know if you've been noticing, but there's been a huge effort even over the last few weeks since our new Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has come into office to highlight the recruitment campaign that's underway. And we don't have figures yet, but we expect to see figures of those who have applied to An Garda Síochána, and we're hoping that they'll be really positive.
Catherine, I have to agree. Last year, we know what happened last year. There were thousands of applications and only about 560 or so actually were brought through the system, and of those, about a third failed the fitness test. So for all of the applications you get every year and make a big fuss of it, the numbers who actually end up joining the Gardaí is a fraction of that and isn't enough to cover the numbers who are retiring.
But I suppose what you need more people to apply, so you need a bigger amount.
No, you don't need more people to apply. You need actually people to be put through the system so they can qualify as Gardaí.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to drop the standards of An Garda Síochána. The Garda Síochána is a police force with really high level professionals in it. Okay, and you can't take away from their professionality. The Gardaí, especially in recent years, have become smarter. They have become a lot more organised. And I think what the Assistant Commissioner has outlined, he's outlined really positive steps to ensuring that we see action that translates into people feeling...
Okay, Gary Gannon, are you aware of the failure to process people who've applied to the Gardaí through the system to have anything to do with them not been up to standard?
No, I don't think there's any evidence to make that equivocation. But I mean, there are also, so I was listening to the Justice Minister on the last couple of weeks, and he's highlighting of how good a job the guards is. Nobody is denying that. It's just a strange strategy from a Justice Minister. Here's the stark reality. A guard on probation gets paid €32,421 starting out. The cost of rents in the city that we're asking the police at an average is €2,344. So until those things are kind of levelled out, we're going to have an imbalance. When it comes to Gardaí on the street and the strategy that's outlined by the Assistant Commissioner, look, again, that's the job we expect of a citizen commissioner. There's nothing particularly radical in there, just can we have the type of policing service we deserve in the city? But from the perspective of the actual minister, I mean, this is a farcical approach. It is literally telling us all the things we already know, but doing nothing innovative, looking at no evidence, and we're getting the same outcome.
So, Catherine Ardai, how do you deal with issues like addiction, which Gary Gannon has pointed out, and the Assistant Commissioner says an awful lot of the people involved in crime, involved in drug dealing around the city are people who have addiction issues or mental health issues and the rest of it. Is that just going to be sorted out by a pro-arrest policy?
No, obviously there's many sort of facets when it comes to rising crime in our city. It comes from, you know, a huge amount of gangland activity in our cities. You have those who are, you know, suffering from addiction. And then there's, you know, the ordinary decent criminal, I suppose. But not everything stems from addiction when it comes to crime, because you have a lot of criminals who aren't addicts. So I think that's a bit of an anomaly to say that. I do know in the North Inner City, there is a huge concentration of homeless accommodation and public service accommodation. And maybe, you know, that's an issue in terms of perhaps from a housing perspective and from like a localised, like not just in the North Inner City, but on this in the South Inner City, we have like a huge amount of, you know, homeless hostels and other types of accommodation that is anecdotally leading to increase in crime in those parts of the city.
I mean, it's not, it's not a bleeding heart liberal for me to say, I think we need a couple of different approaches to crime. So crime is only reduced when you come out from different perspectives. Fianna Fáil seem content to have this reactive approach to it. What would actually make the city safer is a health-led approach to crime. So it's not just people in addiction cause crime. I mean, there is also, but that element is clearly there. But if you had to have a full safety audit of this city, it would require multi-intervention from different aspects. So mental health supports, follow-up supports for people in accommodation for homeless people. All of those things need to be factored into a proper approach to making the city safer. And that's just the fact. What Fianna Fáil are giving us is just this, once again, replaying strategies that have failed and acknowledging what makes
Gary,
it safe.
This policy is also, the Garda Assistant Commissioner is talking about, is a pro-arrest policy. But I know from speaking particularly to people involved who suffer from shoplifting and assaults around the city centre, they see the people who get arrested as it is, go to court, get bail, released. I've read through the document that you've produced and I don't see anything in it about increased number of prison spaces. Now, you may be against prison spaces, but the reality is the population has increased dramatically over the last decade and we have not created the new prison spaces pro rata to deal with that.
So, firstly, I'm not in it. So, I understand that our population has increased. We may need more prison spaces, but that actually doesn't actually reduce recidivism, which I can't actually pronounce. But that's the thing, what we're looking for in that document. It is a health-based approach to violence reduction. So if you were to tell me that more prisons reduce violence and demonstrate the evidence which doesn't exist, I'd say fine, it would be in the document.
I'm sure a lot of people would say that the people who are in prison can't be out on the streets assaulting people or shoplifting.
There will be a conveyor belt of people coming back out on the streets who are just going to engage in the same sort of behaviour. What we're trying to approach is how do we reduce violence from a multi-framework approach. There is no evidence that more prison spaces reduces crime, so it's not in the document. What there is there is better mental health support, better redirection, better use of the JLO services, which is actually evidence-based and worked when resources.
So what are JLO services?
A junior liaison officer where young people commit a crime, they're allocated to a junior liaison officer. They're good for prevention.
And do we have enough of them and how successful are they?
So I think there's over 70% of people who go through the JLO system don't reoffend within the first 3 years. The evidence is not there because we don't count beyond that. So it's a very successful approach. Also restorative justice practice approach, as evidenced in, say, the Scottish No More Knives, Better Lives approach, that is actually punishing people within the community, letting them see kind of the impact of their crimes. We're also giving them a way out. Look, I'm not against kind of retribution punishments, if that's where we are, but there's no evidence to suggest that it works. So actually having a multitude of different approaches, a health-led strategy to reduce crime, this is something that we can actually, let's just try.
Okay, Councillor Nardai, if there's a pro-arrest policy, what's going to happen to the people who have been arrested? Does that just mean that they're taken for a couple of hours before they're released?
Okay, obviously we're not saying you can't have a health-based system to tackle violence or to tackle crime, but you have to look at a lot of people are out committing crimes who are out on bail, okay, and we know that there's not enough spaces in our prisons. So the government have committed, and the government have committed to building Thornton Hall, putting that back on the table, and that will create another 1,500 prison spaces. It's fair to say that there are people reoffending who are out on bail. Okay, it's really important that we look at our bail laws. We're going to be introducing legislation so those who commit a serious crime, either rape and knife crimes, will have to go and apply to the High Court for their bail conditions to ensure that they get out on bail.
That's great. No one should be on the streets who's committed a violent crime. I think we all accept that. What we're talking about here is violence reduction on the city centre in terms of making it safer. There is no evidence at all to suggest that.
But there's people out there who are reoffending, and a lot of people who are reoffending are out on bail.
Fine, but
so
we want
to just make sure the people who have committed violence and serious crimes are not out on bail, recommitting crimes.
Fianna Fáil have been in government in different capacities for 14 years.
Well, this is the first time we've had a Fianna Fáil Minister for Justice in the past 14 years. And I have to say, the Minister has really hit the ground running. You know,
He's not actually saying anything of interest. He's just talking.
We're going to be bringing in, we've already introduced maximum sentencing for knife crime. We're bringing in the facial recognition technology that's going to be rolled out and deployed amongst Ungarda Síochána. Okay. It's really important, this technology, to ensure that we are able to track and monitor.
If we have the Gardaí to use the technology. We leave it there. Catherine Arda, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin South Central. Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin North Central. Thank you very much.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.